always go to bed around the same time. It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after I take a nap. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. And y'all know it is Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. And we just heard Woods with Deep, Deep Sleep. Now I wonder, if there are people who always go to sleep and wake up around the same time, regardless of weekends or holidays, it's a habit that really takes a lot of discipline. But science suggests it can increase your lifespan by years. Not seconds, not days, but years. A new study from Vitality and the London School of Economics suggests that better sleep habits could add up to 4 years to your life. Dang. Can y'all imagine? That's basically the length of a university degree. But it's a bit tricky to see these results, they say. Now, researchers analyzed data covering more than 47 million nights of sleep. And they found two habits that make a big difference. Getting about 7 hours of sleep a night and going to bed at roughly the same time each night within about an hour window. Now, together, those two habits were linked to a 24% lower risk of death and up to 7% fewer hospital visits. So, where's the tricky part? How consistent is your sleep schedule? And researchers actually found out that around 90% of people don't follow these optimal sleep patterns. So they're saying it's not about the number of shut-eye you get. It's more about consistency. Yes, exercise and healthy eating still matter, but it turns out one of the most powerful health habits you can build might just be going to bed on time. So keep that in mind. And right now, if you can, listen to this song and take a nap. We got Lee Seung-kyung and Lee Chan-hyuk with Eat, Sleep, Live, Repeat. 잘 먹고 잘 살아. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, and we got more music for you guys right now. Yoonha with Karma, Yeomla, and then Day 6 with Inside Out. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is that time. Y'all know that we want you to stop doing what you're doing. Don't work. Don't do that. Focus on us and drink that coffee or tea while you do it, because we want you to enjoy all the news that we have in store for you. Now, a lot of people are probably thinking, like, you ain't got nothing I want to know about. Yes, we do. Just keep an open mind. Now, having a consistent sleep schedule is key to living a longer life. But there's more. Maybe we need to avoid foods that are shortening our lifespan. Now, research suggests you might want to rethink twice before reaching for that hot dog. Researchers at the University of Michigan say eating a single hot dog could cost you about 36 minutes of a healthy life. That's right. You heard me right. 36 minutes. And how many hot dogs have you eaten in your lifespan? And y'all know, if you saw my YouTube recently, I sit and have 3 hot dogs in that one sitting. So right there, I just wasted about an hour and 45 minutes of my life. The study analyzed nearly 6,000 foods in the American diet and tried to estimate how each one affects long-term health. What they found was that a standard hot dog with processed meat, sodium, and other additives came out to about 36 minutes loss from their lifespan. On the other hand, foods like nuts, seafood, fruits, legumes, and vegetables actually added minutes to it. But before you dramatically throw away every hot dog in your freezer forever, the researchers say that's not really the point. The idea isn't to sit there doing life expectancy math at every meal. Instead, the index is meant to help people make small, smarter swaps in everyday diets. Nutrition experts also point out that overall eating patterns matter far more than one single food choice. So yes, one hot dog probably won't ruin your life. But if you're looking for a small upgrade to your menu, maybe add a little more fruit and vegetables to your plate, which I'm starting to do these days. And what we can do is listen to good music to motivate us, which we got here right now. Keplar with Yum and NCT127 with Tasty. In case you missed it, it's time for, in case you missed it, here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. All right, we're going to start things off with news number one. Baby Monster to launch new world tour next month. Baby Monster will launch a new world tour following the success of their first tour called Hello Monsters. The concert series drew about 300,000 fans across 20 cities last year. The upcoming tour will begin in Seoul before heading to 6 cities in Japan: Kobe, Fukuoka, Yokohama, Chiba, Nagoya, and Osaka. The tour will continue across Asia, North America, Oceania, and Europe. Of course, South America as well. The group debuted in 2023 with Batter Up and has since released tracks such as Sheesh, Drip, and We Go Up. And we're going to keep things moving on to news number two. CN Blue's Lee Jung-shin lends voice for Exhibition. That's pretty awesome. Lee Jung-shin of CN Blue will take part in the eco-conscious exhibition Earth in Focus, From Confession to Glory, as an audio docent. The exhibition raises awareness of climate change through photography, capturing nature, humans, and animals. It marks Lee's first time sharing his vocal talents for an audio docent program. The show will run from April 7th to June 14th at Kumsem Art Museum. Meanwhile, CN Blue is continuing the Trilogy tour with upcoming stops in Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, Hong Kong, Kaohsiung, and several cities in Japan. So, let's take a listen to the related artists' music. We got Baby Monster with Drip and CN Blue to the moon and back. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, it's time for news number three. At last, to meet Japanese fans with concert and meet and greet. At last, we'll meet fans in Japan later this month. The concert and fan events will take place from March 28th and the 29th. The group will perform their latest digital single, Tame, during the upcoming event. The group last promoted together with their 5th EP, Versus, released in May last year. At last, we'll return to Asia in April for their tour, Orbit in Our Rhythm, starting in Shanghai and continuing to Hong Kong, Taipei, and Tokyo. News number four, 17's Vernon and The 8 are to form new unit. Vernon and The 8 of 17 are preparing to debut a new unit with an album set for release in June. Both artists are actively participating in production, marking 17's sixth official unit project. Vernon, a longtime songwriter, recently joined the Recording Academy as a voting member. A voting member. While D8 has built a solo career in China with releases such as Stardust. The duo previously collaborated on Orbit, with Vernon contributing to lyrics and composition, while 17 is continuing their new world tour, with encore concerts scheduled for April 4th and 5th in Incheon! Well, let's listen to the related artists' music. First up, Elast with Tame, and then Vernon with Shining Star. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, y'all. It's our last story of the day, so don't be too sad, because it's about Suga and his news number 5. And Suga co-authors book on social development for youths with autism. Suga of BTS has co-authored a book on social skills development for youth with autism spectrum disorder. Titled Mind Program, the book was written in collaboration with psychiatrist Chun Gun Ah of Severance Hospital and outlines a music-based therapy model focused on interaction and emotional growth. Suga was involved in planning and teaching ways for students to engage in ensemble music to build social and communication skills. The initiative stems from his long-standing interest in youth mental health and includes his 5 billion won donation to establish a specialized autism treatment center. That's pretty cool. But that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. So let's check out a song by Suga himself. He's also known as, of course, August D. And this is a song featuring IU, People, Part 2. 사람, Part 2. All right, that was August D featuring IU with People Part 2, Saddam Part 2. Now, how do you listen to our show? Easy peasy. We got apps. We got KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Just search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website, Shortwave Radio as well. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and of course the gram at KBS K-pop, where you can send in your requests and your answers to our Y2C for a chance to win a prize. If you tune in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles, so you can enjoy watching our favorite stars and your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Chang Won-young, Brian Ju, make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what's going on. So let's go check them out. But for now, let's check out music. We got Kickflip with 20 and High Key with To My First Love, 나의 첫사랑에게. All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for you today. Don't be too sad, because we have two great songs taking us out. We got P1 Harmony with Unique and 82 Major with a Trophy. Our producer is Chaedeon Gwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Jewett. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now. Eyes on me.